Welcome back. Joining us now, gentlemen from 10 Sport, Matt White. Matt, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast. Every time I pick up a newspaper or see something on television, Channel 10's flying. Mate, they're absolutely flying. Got the Melbourne Cup. You're back here again for Bathurst, and you're really building the sport. And I know that you love this place, and thanks for joining us, mate.
No, thanks for having me. God bless CBS, eh?
I wasn't going to say that, but I just thought,
we can happily say it, mate. It's good to have Big Daddy on the side. They're a great company.
Sure.
And it's really good times at our place, mate. We're really
flying. Any other World Cup at the moment? That's going well.
Rugby World Cup, so we've got Gordy and Matty Burke and Scotty McKinnon sort of dancing around Japan and looking at the Aussies. So it's a busy time, but gee, it's a good time. Like, what a great time of the year.
Yes.
You know, there was a time in our lives where when footy stopped, and I remember sitting in the Sports Tonight newsroom, footy would stop and you'd have to wait.
Yeah.
You sort of sit around waiting for cricket to start, right? It doesn't happen at the moment. We've got so much coming towards us. It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, and I know you love your cars. How special is it to be back at Bathurst every year?
It's a good one, Loz. Like, it's really interesting. One of the things I like to do, you know, this is going to sound a bit wanky, but I do get a park on the inside, right? So I've got a car park on the inside. But I say to the guys, nah, let me park over there. Because one of the things I love doing is parking on the outside with everyone else, walking across the bridge, saying good day to the volunteers, because I've been doing it for 20 years, seeing the people come in. It's all part of the atmosphere, and it's the kind of thing that gets the hairs on the back of my neck standing up, because I go, this is not just a race event. This is not just a, you know, race car meeting. Yeah. This is something really big. So I like to soak it in every day. Sunday morning for me, there's nothing better. Yeah. Arrive here, sun hasn't come up yet. It's awesome.
Well, I think that's the key, Matty. And we spoke about it before. Like, at some stage, everyone will turn on Channel 10 and they'll either watch it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or they're there for the whole day. It's one of those races, like the Melbourne Cup. It does. It stops the nation. Mm. And it's hard not to get excited, even if you're not a race fan. We turn up here, we're up and about.
You're into it, hey?
Yeah,
it's interesting, mate. I had 1 year where I was moving networks, and it's one of the rare years where I actually sat at home and watched it. So I went, what do I do? So you know what I did? I actually picked up my TV. I put it out in the backyard. I got a beach umbrella. I whacked it out in the backyard. I may have had some beverages.
Yeah.
I put them out in the backyard, and I did exactly that. I watched it for 5 minutes here, hour there. I might have fallen asleep a little bit.
Yeah.
I woke up. It was just unreal.
So, how many years?
At least 20.
Has it changed a lot in that time?
It's still a massive change. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Look at the place where we're standing in. The pit lane complex was nothing like this. I mean, this is world class for us. And the track's changed a little bit. They've resurfaced it. Over the years, it's certainly become a lot safer.
Mm.
But the cars have changed. The game has changed. You just had Chaz Mostert in here. Guys like that, the level just keeps going higher and higher.
Mustang have been superb throughout the championship.
Yeah.
Do you throw all that out the window when you get to Bathurst? Is it anyone's race, or do you have to follow the lead-up form?
It's a yes and no to that one, Loz, because you can throw a lot out the window here because somebody can come from the back, like Chaz did in 2014, right? You can come from the back and win this race. But at the end of the day, you need speed. You've got to have speed. You can lose this race with a $2 part that breaks. You can lose it by getting a cramp, but you've got to have pace. And if you don't have car pace, you won't win it. So look for the cars that have the pace.
Yep.
Look for the guys who are through qualifying practice today especially,
because
that's what they're looking for today, speed.
Do you reckon he was looking to send the signal that he wants to win Bathurst yesterday with that hot lap of McLaughlin?
Scotty McLaughlin?
Yeah.
But he's got an enormously fast car underneath him, right? Yep. So he did that with two green tyres. If he's got four green tyres on today, mate, the question for me is how low are they going to go?
How fast
are they going to go?
But
when does it end?
They've been the standout car all year, haven't they?
Absolutely.
They've been miles ahead of everyone else. It's just interesting listening to all the other teams talk, because you can tell they're all trying to say the right thing. Oh, yeah, no. But they're all filthy on the Mustang and how quick it's going. They're filthy.
Mate, let me tell you, if you walk up and down pit lane, you know the guys who are behind the eight ball because they're dragging the chain. They've got the bottom lip out and they know it from the word go. It doesn't mean they're out of the race. It means that they're starting from a long way back, because this is a bit of a pin the tail on the donkey game. You've got to find that sweet spot, and you might not find it on Thursday, you might not find it on Friday, you might not find it on Saturday. But then if you've got a Scotty McLaughlin, for instance, who's found it straight away, he's ahead of that game already.
Yeah.
And you need Sunday afternoon is where you really need it. Sunday afternoon, because you'll think there'll be eight safety cars because someone will run into a wall somewhere. But at about 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon is when you need your car going the fastest and you need to be somewhere near the top of the tree.
You guys know in sport, right, sometimes you just got to get a win. Yeah. Doesn't matter how you get it, you just got to get there. These guys have got to get there on Sunday afternoon. They've got to be there for the last 20 laps. If they trip over along the way, doesn't matter. Just get there.
Right. So it sounds as though you believe that McLaughlin will win?
I don't believe he will win. I believe he can win. Look,
Who's your tip? If we had 100 on someone.
Have 100 on someone. Mate, I'm actually going to throw out Garth Tander and Shane Van Gisbergen.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Right? I just reckon look at pairings, look at good teams, look at really good pairings, and look at good cars. I think Scotty's the guy to catch, no question. But I also think that you're going to get some pretty good value out of Van Gisbergen and Tander. I think it's $6.
$6. Yeah.
Well, I'm just looking at the footage on TV. So the supercars have just gone out, and some bloke's just put it in the wall in the boost, fit number 56.
Yeah, Kostecki. So that's either Brody or Jake. That's
the co-driver, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So that'd be Brody. His brother put it in yesterday. So pretty much the same spot, I think.
It'd be an exciting morning for them over there at Boost Mobile. They'd be really excited.
I told you, go and find somebody who's got the bottom lip out. Just go straight down there.
You know what? They're actually right below where we're broadcasting. In about 20 minutes, we're going to see the blowing up going on. Yeah, right.
Matt, enjoy every moment of the coverage. Tune in to Channel 10 as well, because I know you've got lots of new things on the broadcast this year. TV's just...
got a few tricks.
Remember the old...
He's a mad Bachelor fan too, Matty, by the way.
Is that right?
He loves The Bachelor.
Hang on, Bachelor or Bachelorette?
No, I'm more what's that cooking show of an afternoon MasterChef. With Justine?
I would have thought you're more a Love Island man, for sure.
No,
you're a Love Island man, for sure.
Oh, jeez.